Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network called Blog Talk Radio. Big hello to all our listeners around the world, especially in Ireland, England, our good friend in New Zealand. We've got a fantastic show planned tonight. Joining us in just a few moments from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Steve Chase is going to be here, but we're going to be talking a little bit about his hobby. He's a columnist on music in Virginia, and he's quite the connoisseur of the latest music. He's going to turn us on to some new tunes, and we're very excited. And also, he's going to tell us how to download music free legally. That's going to be happening tonight, so have a comfortable seat, a good beverage, and enjoy the program. As always, handling the technical responsibilities, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, and our technical engineer, Wayne Larson, music done by Scott Carney. And from his massive Wild World News studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and always humble, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. We're having a heat wave here in the Midwest.
We are. Today was pretty good, though. I think it was like 80 degrees and the humidity was low, but I understand it's going to be 90 by the weekend, and we need some rain.
Several days of 90, yes.
Yes, and because my grass is brown, and you know what's bad about this, Dr. Day, is one of my great loves is to go snake collecting, and when the weather's this hot and dry, they're just not out.
Well, that's right, yeah.
So I'm disappointed, but I am enjoying the weather. Well, the following portion of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by Alphabet Swamp, the children's book by Cheryl and Larry Batson. Order your autographed copy today at www.larrytheanimalguy.com or send check or money order for $10 per copy to... Get a sharp pencil, WES 4140 North, 600 West, Greencastle, Indiana. That's one word, 46135. Shipping and handling is included.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
June 14th. Well, one of our big stories tonight, it took 32 years, but the coroner settles the case. Dingo took the baby.
What?
Settling a notorious 1980 case that split the nation and led to mistaken conviction, an Australian coroner ruled Tuesday that a dingo took a baby from a campsite in the outback, just as her mother had said from the beginning.
Really?
Now, Lindy Chamberlain had been convicted and was later cleared of murdering her daughter. Now, she had always maintained that a wild dog came into her campsite and took her baby. Now, as we all know, the case became famous internationally through the 1988 movie A Cry in the Dark. Now, that problem was that many of the Australians initially did not believe that a dingo was strong enough to carry away a baby.
No, who would have thought that? So that's
32
true.
Years later.
Wow.
After Lindy spent 4 years in prison and plus, you know, the. But anyway, the case is solved. A dingo took the baby.
Well, good for Australia.
All right, now a big thank you goes out to our friends at Topsail Island, North Carolina. Volunteers at the Karen Beasley Sea Turtle Rescue and Rehabilitation Center have returned 14 sea turtles to the ocean. Now, the creatures usually arrive up on shore. They get washed up on shore. Some of them are sick. Some of them have been kind of stunned by the cold water there, the cold weather. But they've rehabilitated 14, turned them back into the ocean.
Well, good for them.
All right, now listen to this story. Wild seaweed attacks a beach in Maine, Scarborough. It could take up to 2 weeks to remove a 3-foot-high wall of seaweed that came ashore at the Scarborough Beach State Park in last weekend's storm. Now, the seaweed covers an area of about the size of a football field.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, stay away from that wild seaweed.
Really?
All right, Melissa and Wayne. Melissa Hovey is our studio producer, and Wayne Larson, our technical engineer. Now, they live in Ohio. Now, you have a big chance, Wayne and Melissa. The Akron Zoo is holding a contest through midnight Sunday to name the giant Pacific octopus at its Journey to the Reef exhibit. Now, the three best suggestions will be lowered into the tank so that the 20-pound, 4-foot-long octopus can choose a name for herself.
Huh.
That's a good idea. Wayne and Melissa are fine names.
They are fine names. Yeah, absolutely. That would be a great idea.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to them about this later.
Yeah.
All right, now the caterpillars are waging a war in Albany. Albany, New York. The state agricultural commissioner said that his agency have received numerous reports from farmers that armyworms have infested parts of the state. Armyworms. Now, armyworms got their name because they march from field to field in a mass, moving from one field to another, and they destroy the fields as they move. Now, they call them armyworms, but they're actually caterpillars.
That's confusing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
As are a lot of things in this world.
Yes, it's true.
All right, well, it looks like Michael Jackson was right.
Uh-oh.
We are the world. Why do you ask?
Why
are we the world? Well, we're just a forest for tiny critters. They live on our skin, they live on our tongues, they live in our stomachs. Enough bacteria, fungi, and other microbes that collected together would weigh amazingly a few pounds. Ah, that's something to think about. Now, scientists have just mapped which critters normally live in or on us and where, calculating that the healthy body can share more than 10,000 species of microbes.
Huh. What's? I'll be darned.
We
now
are
I've got
the world.
Something else to worry about.
Yep. Well, it looks like wildlife still goes on. Now listen to this story. Seattle, Washington, it's probably what Eddie would have wanted. A bald eagle, known as Eddie, regularly seen on lampposts along the 520 bridge. Well, Eddie flew in front of a bus and was killed.
Oh.
Now, bald eagles typically mate for life, and Eddie left behind a partner named Eva. Well, here's the good news. Eva is over her loss, and she and another male eagle are at their home on a nest. And a recent photo showed that they have a new crop of eaglets.
So she had no problem.
No problem.
Moving
and,
on.
Eddie probably should have taken a cab.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, we've got some sad news. We lost a couple of major music celebrities this last week. Herb Reed, the last surviving original member of the 1950s vocal group, The Platters.
Oh.
Who sang on hits like Only You and The Great Pretender,
mm-hmm.
Passed away in Boston. Now, The Platters were introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990 and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1998. Lost a big one there. Also, Bob Welch.
Yes.
And Bob was a guitarist and vocalist for Fleetwood Mac from 1971 to 1974. Then he formed the British rock group Paris in 76 and had hits like Sentimental Lady and Ebony Eyes.
Yeah. That's too bad. Both tragic.
Both tragic, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you got a whole lot of love from a giraffe, and do you know why?
Why?
The giraffe's heart is huge. It weighs 25 pounds.
It does.
It's 2 foot long and has walls up to 3 inches thick.
Well, you think about it, it would have to, because to pump all that blood up through that neck and head and all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It would have to have a huge heart. And it does, thankfully, or we wouldn't have any giraffes today.
They have a huge tongue, too, by the way.
Yes, which is purple.
Yes.
And quite lovely.
I've met.
All right, well, that's the Wild World News for June 14th. But before I go, for those of you who were wondering, the plastic covering on the end of your shoelace is called an aglet.
Hmm.
That's all I got tonight.
Once again, a fine job done by Dr. Henry Day and the Wild World News staff in Indianapolis, Indiana. We always appreciate his efforts each week on our Wild World. We want to tell everyone to check out my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and our Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, filled with photos and information about our animal family. And also we have a nature quiz a couple times each week, and people get so mad because they say the questions are too hard. I apologize now. RadioMom.fm and the home of the Radio Mom Shop, where you can save 50, 60, 70% on vacations, restaurants, and a variety of other goods and services. And why not listen to my show, The 70s on Sunday, 12 to 7 each Sunday at RadioMom.fm. Also, McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado, on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. We call it God's Country. Go to their website, info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. Also, Tire Service Plus and owner Jerry Jones taking care of America's auto maintenance needs. They made sure we got to Washington and New York the last couple of months. They keep our animal truck on the road, traveling thousands of miles with our wild animal ambassadors. Give them a call, 317-243-0700. And those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
I dig rock and roll music and I'd love to get the chance to play and sing it. I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so good. The mamas and the papas, the sunset kissing in L.A. They got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way, yeah. And when they're really willing, Michelle and Cass are saying, hey, they really nailed me to the wall, yeah. Kind of dream, kind of in the dream, like that we are crystal images. Say you got the bright today. And when the beat does tell you, because
they've got it, what it wants to tell you,
they mean exactly what they say. I dig rock and roll music. I could really get it on that seat. I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Ba 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 ba.
Thank you, thank you. Our guest tonight with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but he's wearing a different hat tonight. Music critic and columnist, our good friend who's stationed at the National Conservation Training Center in beautiful Shepherdstown, West Virginia. From his home in Virginia, Steve Chase joins us. Good evening, Steve.
Hey, good evening, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
No, not bad.
I mean, here we are. We're going to have a chance to talk about music. I want to hear some songs I'm sure I've never heard before, and this is very exciting.
Yeah, well, I've got some good tunes to listen to. Some are as old as 30 years ago, but I bet you a lot of people haven't heard them. And then we got a bunch of new stuff, too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit. Now, I wasn't even aware of this, and you've been doing it for now, you told me, 4 years. You're a music columnist for what paper?
Yeah, I write the monthly music column for the Shepherdstown Observer, which is a newspaper out of Shepherdstown, West Virginia. And the name of the column is E-Polyphony. Mm-hmm. And what I do in the column is talk about all types of music and musical events and live music, and then how you can use the internet to find out about music, find out where you can go and listen to music, and most importantly, where you can get all sorts of music in a way that respects the artists and doesn't cost you anything most of the time.
Oh, that's the magic words right there.
Yeah.
Well, we were having breakfast a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking, and I commented to you that the CD is dead. And it is?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think back over the years and my interest and experience in music, and go back to the 70s, and my first vinyl album was Elton John's Madman Across the Water.
Great choice. Yeah,
great album.
Yeah.
Then I listened to Weather Report's Heavy Weather in about 1977, and that just changed everything, every way I looked and listened to music. By the time I was in college, we'd go to parties, and they'd be playing The Grateful Dead. And one night at this party, they were playing The Grateful Dead in Egypt. And the funny thing was, it was a concert that had happened 2 weeks before the party.
Wow.
And that was really my first introduction to the taping community, where especially back then, people interested in the Grateful Dead would trade tapes of concerts. And now there's just literally thousands of these recordings out there. And then you're talking about the death of the CD. Well, I'm sure you did the same thing. You go to a place like Tower Records and just explore for hours,
mm-hmm.
digging through all the CDs. But then the internet came along and everything changed. Tower Records is gone, and the CD is pretty much gone. I mean, there's still places you can buy them, but there's really not much need for it now, because pretty much everything in music that you can listen to is now in a digital format.
Well, you were talking about the Grateful Dead. I had the opportunity to go to a Grateful Dead concert, and I was amazed. Right in the middle of the concert, they had this designated area where guys had tape machines set up with these very elaborate microphones. I mean, this was
very
unbelievable.
Mics. Yeah.
And,
and there's a lot of bands that allow that now, and they're called taper-friendly bands, and that's where a lot of the free music on the internet comes from, is from bands that allow people to tape.
Well, and what I've not, now this may have changed recently, but I also understand that a lot of the bands would actually sell a CD of that show, like within an hour after the performance.
Yep, they sure do. The Allman Brothers are famous for that, and many other bands do it, although even being able to buy the CD right after the show now is starting to go away, because they'll merely post the shows up on the internet where you can download various formats based on the type of fidelity that you like to listen to. And I did that tonight from a Humphries McGee show that took place at the Bonnaroo Festival last weekend, and I got their set tonight.
Wow. Well, you know, and it's all going backwards, because vinyl's coming back.
Yeah, it really is.
We had our good friend Shelley Leibowitz on, who now owns rights to several old classic blues recordings, and he's also in the middle of producing the film on the life of Fillmore Slim that is going to be played by the incomparable Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
And it's going to bring all this blues music back to the forefront, and all these people want to hear what else is offered in the blues world, that, because they've been denied it. You know, like what we can talk about back to the 64 and 65 when the Beatles and the Rolling Stones came. They introduced us to classic R&B sounds, soul music, of course with their interpretations. The Rolling Stones introduced us to the blues. Many of these artists like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, you know, and Robert Johnson, they just, their careers just, of course, Robert Johnson was gone, but their music just exploded after these groups from England that had been listening to it for years and playing it so well. It's just amazing what this, what happens in the musical world.
Yeah, you're right.
You've got some tunes. We want to listen to a little something from Steve Chase all the way from the state of Virginia. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The banjo playing is fantastic, but the bass lines are just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that song is called Steam-Powered Aeroplane, written by John Hartford back in the late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And that that particular cut's from the 2001 concert for John Hartford that took place at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, which is actually going to happen next week in Telluride, Colorado. And the band was just made of incredible all-stars, Sam Bush on mandolin, Peter Rowan on guitar, Bela Fleck on banjo, Jerry Douglas on dobro, and a bunch of other guys, too. And that show is readily available. The entire concert, well, that entire set from the festival is available to download if you know where to look for it.
Well, when you brought up the name John Hartford, I had an opportunity to see him live. You talk about a performer.
Yeah, fantastic.
Gosh, I mean, he even utilizes his feet. He would have a piece of plywood or something mic'd, and he would dance on that piece of plywood, and that would be his rhythm section. It was just extraordinary.
Yeah, and he's very influential in the evolution of acoustic music and bluegrass. He really was that the album that that song was on was really the first Newgrass album or progressive bluegrass album back in the late 60s. So very, very influential for all the people that were playing on that cut.
Well, you know, influential probably within an hour of where we are right now here in Clinton Falls, they have probably one of the foremost bluegrass legends, Bill Monroe. And his big festival occurs, I think it's next month, if I'm not mistaken. So it's that's exciting. Well, and, you know, for that cut, they should have found some better players.
Yeah, right.
Gosh, that's extraordinary. Well,
great song.
We love the bluegrass. I'm sure Dr. Henry Day was slapping his knee as he was listening to the.
I sure was.
Extraordinary. We're listening to a little music with our good friend Steve Chase, right here on Larry Bathen's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Again.
Yeah, that's a great cut. And the guys who were playing that song were in high school when that Telluride band was playing for John Hartford. The band that we just heard is called the Infamous String Dusters. They're out of Charlottesville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And that cut was from Memorial Day weekend of this year at Del Fest in Cumberland, Maryland, which is a big acoustic music festival. And there were tapers there, and that particular recording came from a taper who then posted the concert on one of these websites. And I was able to grab that down. I'm really glad I could.
And that's, considering how that was recorded, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. We're talking to Steve Chase with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We're talking music tonight, everybody. We're going to take a short break. You want to stick around because we're going to tell you all about a website where you can legally download all this music and much more absolutely free. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland-urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We will be back with Steve Chase. We're talking music bluegrass tonight, man. It's fantastic, and we'll be back with him in just a couple moments. We want to tell everyone that next week on the show, our good friend Benny Williams returns, and we're going to talk about the big event that we were a part of the very first of the month at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., where they basically stocked one of the reflecting ponds with fish, and these youngsters had a chance to go fishing, and we had a great time. And we're going to talk about that. And, of course, our studio producer, Melissa Hubby, has become quite the fishing fan, so I know she'll be listening with great interest next week. From the U.S. Fisheries of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Benny Williams joins us. We'll be looking forward to that. Also, the week after that, we want to tell everybody we've got a fantastic guest plan, as we do every week. Pat Tobit. He's a fantastic singer. He's got a brand new CD out, and we'll be interviewing him, having an hour, once again, of music and conversation. It's going to be a great hour. We want to tell everyone that iKidsFishing.com is the first kids' fishing show in the USA, starring kids, teaching kids how to fish. 40 million fishermen spending $45 billion a year. The iKids Fishing Show is a keeper. More info at We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake in western New York. That website is www.weewanchu.com. It is one of America's finest fishing resorts. And also Peter Weimer, who had the opportunity to put on the first annual Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo. You want to go to BigfootExpo.com, or ChautauquaBigfootExpo.com, excuse me. And still available from the expo are T-shirts and all sorts of memorabilia. And also, you can actually download the entire conference, all the speakers, myself, Melissa Hovey, Billy Willard, Steve Calls, for, gosh, $3.99, over 6 hours of information and entertainment. So please do that and support that effort, because we want to go back next year and do that. We'd also like to thank all of our individual underwriters that make it possible for us to be on the air. Go to LarryTheAnimalGuy.com and contact yours truly, and we'll tell you how easy it is to be an underwriter. Your name will be broadcast on each edition of Larry Batson's Wild World, such as Harley Gines and Jeannie Harold, who helped support our show. You know, I've always told Dr. Day, you don't know what you're missing if you're not listening to Larry Batson's Wild World. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago. Mm-hmm. They started, they're called Umphrey's McGee, mm-hmm. and while they may sound like an Irish pub band, they're probably one of the most successful and active progressive rock bands out there right now. They're some people also call them a jam band. They call themselves a progressive improvisation band. They play many different styles, and they're pretty much my favorite right now, and I got lots and lots of their music. And that particular song called Haji Memeshite is from a concert in Richmond, Virginia, back in February of 2011.
Wow. Well, these jam bands that have kind of come to the forefront remind me so much of what was happening in the 60s. When the concerts became more, they weren't a 30-minute race like in the early 60s when the Beatles and Stones were touring. When it got to the bands such as the Rascals, Hendrix, oh, who else, Johnny Winter, they became musical marathons where they weren't afraid to improvise and make a one song 20 minutes, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about Umphrey's is they have these improvised sections that they call Jimmy Stewart's. And they'll put these Jimmy Stewart's throughout their concerts. And sometimes there'll be themes that recur over a whole bunch of different concerts. And the people that really follow the band keep track of all these Jimmy Stewarts, and you know, it's kind of a similar scene that the Grateful Dead had with tapers, and everyone thinking about what their best concert was, and what the best rendition of a specific song was, and what city it was in, and it's the same thing with Humphreys McGee.
Well, needless to say, they've never played the same show twice.
That's correct.
And there was another band that was notorious for doing that, of never playing the song the same way twice. Sometimes it's a great success, sometimes it's a miserable failure. That mm-hmm. was Led Zeppelin. And I sat through one of those miserable failure concerts.
Well, Humphreys even plays some Led Zeppelin occasionally, and they do a pretty good job with it.
Who's the band, what bluegrass band did perform the Wall from Pink Floyd? Do you know?
What bluegrass band did that?
Yes.
I'd look it up and I'd be able to tell you, but I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Well, we need to in the future, because it's quite extraordinary to listen to it. I mean,
yeah, that'd be neat.
Be very cool. We've got lots of music. Here's more musical selections from our guest tonight from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and also music columnist Steve Chase here on Larry Batson's Wild World. I would have to say that is the most extraordinary bass solo I've heard since listening to the bass player from the group Bare Naked Ladies.
Well, that's an old one. That's the Pat Metheny group from 1979.
Wow.
That bass player's name was Mark Egan, and Pat Metheny, of course, is the extraordinary guitarist and jazz composer. And I've got a big collection of live Matheny music, probably about 250 different concerts. And
wow.
Pat Matheny is fine with people sharing shows.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't want to see the microphones because he says if he sees a microphone in a crowd, he'll play differently, and he doesn't want that. So lots of times people will do what's called stealth recording with Pat. And they'll go in, they won't let Pat see the microphones, but once the concerts are up on the internet, Pat's just fine with people downloading them and trading them.
That is so, well, what am I thinking, though? Because YouTube's absolutely filled with people's very
sure.
Of course, some of them you can... hear the discussion, like, are you going to walk with me to the bathroom? And you know, you hear a lot of the audience, but these recordings are absolutely extraordinary. I mean, the technology's exploded.
Yeah, it sure is. And with Pat's shows, a lot of the early ones, tapers were able to just talk the sound man into just plugging into the board, too.
Oh.
So that's not a bad way to pull it off either.
You know, that reminded me of a story, Steve, many, many years ago when I was at a concert with a friend of mine, and we'd gone to see the classic group Kiss, and we were around the soundboard, and their warm-up act was performing, and he looked at the VU meters, and they were all completely to the right bouncing. In other words, the sound man was sabotaging the sound of the band that was opening for Kiss. So I can still remember my friend tapping him on the sound guy on the shoulder going, hey, bring them down a little. It was, I guess you had to be there. We're talking to Steve Chase. We're hearing some music. I have to confess, I've never heard any of these tunes before. How about you, Dr. Day?
I'm familiar with Pat Matheny.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, your musical tastes are far more diversified than mine, and I'm going to have to update my musical files. I can see that. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, I give. I have no idea.
That's another Pat Metheny cut.
Oh.
That's from about 3 years later, so 30 years ago, almost to the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's called Are You Going With Me? And it was a song that Metheny made great use of the Roland GR300 guitar synthesizer, which he still uses today, 30 years later, the same instrument. Just a fantastic piece, and lots and lots of examples of it out there on the internet. I probably have 50 different versions of that song.
Wow. Well, I can remember when that the Roland guitar synthesizer came out. I was in a music store, and they were demonstrating it. And it did things that it didn't sound like a guitar anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat makes the guitar sound like a trumpet. And it's a very distinctive sound for him.
My question, why didn't he learn the trumpet?
Well, his brother plays trumpet.
Oh, he does? Does he play in the band?
Maybe on one or two recordings over the years, but that's about it.
All right. Okay, we've told everyone about this website where you can legally download music absolutely free of charge. Fill us in.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about three websites.
Okay.
And there's two different ways that you can download music from these various websites. One would be a direct download, which if you have good bandwidth into your home, that's a real easy thing to do. So we'll start with that website,
mm-hmm.
and it's called archive.org.
Mm-hmm.
And once you click into the archive.org website, there's another link called the Live Music Archive. And I'm looking at the site right now, and as of today, there are 103,183 concerts in the Live Music Archive.
My gosh.
And you can browse by band. And now, Pat Metheny's not on this particular site. Well, I'll tell you where he is in a minute, but
okay.
The infamous String Dusters that we heard and Humphreys McGee are all on here, and there's hundreds and hundreds of concerts by the infamous String Dusters and by Humphreys McGee, and there's thousands of bands here. So you could spend the next 5 years just downloading music off of archive.org, and you'd never have to buy music again. There's just so much material on it.
Wow. What else is available?
I'm just looking through lots and lots of bands that people probably have never heard of before. But if we're thinking about Bluegrass, Hill Country Review is a pretty prominent group now. They've got over 100 shows. There's a band I've never heard of called Sardine Head. There's 222 shows of Sardine Head on there. Yeah, you just have to click into it and check it out. John Mayer, 126 shows. The Grateful Dead. You can stream pretty much every single Grateful Dead concert off of this website. They don't let you download the shows on this particular website, but you can stream pretty much every Grateful Dead show.
Wow. What were the other websites you were talking about?
Okay, well, the next one involves having to use peer-to-peer technology or BitTorrent, and you really need to do a little research to understand what that means as far as security on your computer. But once you understand it and you're willing to use this software, you can go to a website, and here it is. It's bt.etree.org. And there's a tremendous amount of live music on that website. They only post concerts by bands that have directly communicated with the administrators of the website to say that it's okay for
mm-hmm.
them to post the music. And lots of up-to-date shows, mostly in the jam band area. So if you're a big fan of Phish, All the latest Phish shows from their tour that they're doing right now get posted on there. Government Mule just did their big music festival in New York called Mountain Jam. There's a lot of Mountain Jam sets. That Delfest Festival that I went to on Memorial Day, that's where you can get the infamous String Dusters and many of the other groups, Sam Bush, Del McCurry, all those sets are on E-Tree as well. So that's a fantastic resource for getting great music and free music. And they also have a lot of informational bits on that site, so you can learn more about the technology involved to be able to get the music onto your computer.
Well, it's got to be great promotion for their live shows. I mean, people want to go see them.
Yeah, it definitely is. These bands want their music out there because they can't really make much money just selling CDs or selling digital albums anymore. They need to make their money touring, doing festivals, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And by getting their music out there free, they can build a fan base that'll sustain them. And we want them sustained because so many of these bands play such wonderful music. I've got one more site to tell you about too, Larry, and it's called Dime a Dozen. So it's DimeAdozen.org. You need to get a membership to go here. The membership's free, but once you're a member of the site, it's an international site, and it has an incredible variety of music, all live concerts that you can download that are jazz, bluegrass, all the different forms of rock, progressive rock, hard rock, old Beatles concerts. Just the amount of material is just incredible. And again, they're very strict about what they post, and any commercial music that shows up on that site is immediately banned. So they have great respect for the artists, but they also want to be able to share as much live music as possible. So I've gotten a lot of music on Dime a Dozen, and that's where I get my Pat Metheny concerts, is on that website.
Well, you know, I always wonder here lately how the artists, you know, get compensated for all this, but it's all promotion. So you go see their live shows. That's why these tickets cost $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, and for groups like the Eagles, $100 and some a piece.
Yeah, that's right.
I know Ringo's getting ready to go out on tour, so who knows what those will cost.
Yeah.
Got a fantastic band. I think I was reading on Facebook or one of the sites that Todd Rundgren says this may be the best band Ringo's ever toured with, so, you know, I doubt those will show up on those sites, though.
Yeah, I doubt they will, too. And, you know, there are hundreds of sites out there that will have commercial material, but I just think downloading commercial material is wrong. You're ripping off from the artist that way.
Sure.
And like that site Dime a Dozen that I mentioned, they take great pleasure in what they do is they liberate bootlegs, where people that will record concerts and sell them, that's just wrong, and it's an insult to the artist. So they'll take these bootlegs and just put them out on the site so everyone can get them for free, and any profit from the people that try to sell them just vanishes.
Well, that's a good thing, and I think
absolutely
outstanding what you brought to our audience tonight. I've heard music I've never heard before, and we love the bluegrass sound. Many can't sit still listening to it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I love it, and I'm up over 33,000 individual music files in my collection, and it continues to grow.
My gosh. So, Dr. Day, did you wear the carpet out there at your abode?
I sure did. I had my jaw harp out, and I was twanging along.
That needs to be on Dime a Dozen. Dr. Henry Day and his jaw harp. Well, Steve, gosh, we really appreciate you being on tonight. What an amazing show. I had such a great time.
We learned a lot.
Yeah, and it was great to listen. I'm always interested in listening to new music. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, we have scientists and archaeologists and writers and so forth, but I think the music world is pretty wild, too, so that's why we incorporate it into our program every once in a while. And, gosh, you've done a great job interpreting music. the sounds that we heard tonight, and I've been turned on to some new artists, and this is very exciting. The only thing I'm going to tell you now, when I come back to NCTC, whenever that may be, I want some CDs of some of this music.
I'll fill up a hard drive for you.
There you go, because, you know, I've got this dial-up system here in the animal compound, so downloading music is almost impossible. So it's like 2 days later, you might have a song. It's ridiculous. Well, thanks, Steve. Appreciate you being a part of our show. And we'll do this again very soon.
Yeah, thanks.
And where can they download your column at?
You can download the column at www.wvobserver.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do that. I know our listeners will like to hear what you have to tell them. That'd be fantastic. We want to thank Melissa Hovey and Wayne Larson. They're going fishing, I heard, after the show tonight. Good luck with that. Also, Scott Carney and Dr. Day, a wonderful program.
Great program. Steve, help me out with the Pat Metheny's title. As Falls Wichita, So Does
So Wichita. Falls Wichita Falls.
That's it. Thank you.
Say that real fast 10 times.
I always have a problem with it.
Folks, have a great week. Next week on the program, our good friend Benny Williams. We're going fishing. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.